Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal. I'm Eric Montardi. Joining me today is Scott Cross, Research Assistant at the Allegheny Institute. Scott, July 1st marked the beginning of the fiscal year for Pittsburgh Regional Transit, which is the mass transit provider in Allegheny County. Scott, can you give our listeners an idea of what the fiscal year 2025 budget looks like for PRT?
Absolutely. The PRT's board recently voted in May to pass a budget for this year, and that budget equals $539 million. Now, compared to last year, this is about just under a 1% increase, because last year's budget was about $535 million. So it's increasing, but by a small amount.
Okay. Can you give our listeners an idea of that $539 million. What are the main areas that PRT spends on?
So one of the main areas would be wages and salaries. Wages and salaries account for just under $210 million in the budget. Another key area would be pensions and employee benefits, which actually experienced what PRT is calling a 10% reduction in benefit costs. And that's stemming from actuarial reasons regarding the 2008 financial crisis. Now, to combined, wages and benefits equal about 70%, just over 70% of the operating budget. So they are a significant portion.
That's the expenditure side. Scott, can you give our listeners an idea of what PRT is collecting in revenues this year?
So for this year, PRT is forecasting that they will receive $78.5 million in revenues this year. This $78.5 million will primarily come from ridership fees, which they say will be about $50 million. They get money from other areas like advertising, but ridership fees is where they get the largest percentage of their revenue.
Okay, so if we're comparing expenditures of over $500 million and then operating revenues of under $80 million, that leaves a significant deficit, somewhere in the area of $460 million. How does PRT close that gap? Because they are required to pass a balanced budget.
Absolutely. So like you said, this implies a deficit of $460 million. And this shortfall will have to be made up by various different subsidies that PRT will receive from federal, state, and local and other different sources. The majority of the subsidies that they will receive will be coming from the state. However, Allegheny County will match a percentage of those funds that they receive. This year, the subsidies are going to be insufficient to balance the budget, however, so PRT is going to be dipping into its reserves for the first time in many years. It will have to use $78.2 million in what is known as deferred state operating assistance to assist in bridging that budget gap.
Scott, one of the things that's been mentioned in the state budget proposal is getting more money to mass transit agencies across Pennsylvania. Can you give our listeners details on how exactly that is supposed to happen?
So what the state does is it transfers sales tax money from the general fund to what is known as the Public Transportation Trust Fund. And then this money is distributed out to transit agencies across the state of Pennsylvania. Now, what the governor has proposed is increasing the percentage of money that is transferred by 1.75%. So this would not be a new tax. It would just be an increase in the money that's already there. What this would do for PRT is it would give them an additional $40 million because of this increased percentage being transferred.
I'm assuming PRT, if they did get this money, if the budget was approved in Harrisburg, that PRT would then go back and amend their budget for the coming year. Scott, one of the major sources of funding that has come in the last couple of years has come from the federal government as a result of coronavirus pandemic aid. Can you give our listeners an idea how much money PRT has received, how much have they spent, and how much of it is left?
PRT received $502 million from the federal government for COVID aid to combat lower ridership they were experiencing as a result of the lockdowns and pandemic of 2020. Of that $502 million, they have spent $463.4 million of it. So that's 92% of it that they have invoiced already as of May 2024. And that leaves $39.1 million still to be used.
You've alluded to how PRT's ridership was affected by COVID. Scott, can you give our listeners an idea? What is the latest ridership data show?
If we compare the latest ridership numbers from 2024 with the numbers that were logged pre-pandemic in 2019, we could see that overall, there has been a 40% decrease in ridership presently compared to pre-pandemic levels. This includes weekday bus average ridership, which experienced a 43% decrease and is where most ridership takes place and therefore where most revenue is gained. And in addition to that, this also includes light rail ridership, which had the highest decrease this year with a 59.6% decrease. It should also be noted that the ridership rebound that was occurring after the pandemic has begun to stagnate. If we look at year-over-year numbers beginning in 2021, we can see that the slow increase in ridership has begun to fall. Comparing May 2021 to 2022, there was initially a 42.3% increase in ridership. However, comparing 2022 to 2023, there was only a 10% increase in ridership. And looking at the most recent data from 2023, comparing that number to 2024, there has actually been a 4.4% decrease in ridership. So the numbers have begun to stagnate. They are no longer continuing on that upward trajectory.
So ridership is down. The budget is up. There's budget uncertainty with what's happening in Harrisburg, and PRT possibly could get additional money. Sounds like things are not going in the right direction, Scott. What type of recommendations have we made that PRT should adopt?
So the Institute has recommended on multiple occasions in the past that PRT should eliminate various routes that have unsustainably low ridership numbers. There are certain routes that don't get very many people on them, and those could be eliminated to make it more cost effective. They should also shift to smaller vehicles that are more fuel efficient and that are cheaper. All of these would lower their expenses. This would reduce the size of their budget to realign at PRT to be more affordable to what the taxpayers can afford.
Scott, very interesting stuff, and we always encourage our listeners to visit our website, www.alleghenyinstitute.org. They can read this brief and the previous work that you mentioned. For Scott Cross, this is Eric Montardi, and this has been the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal.